listening to a good friend exclaim time and time again that In Advance of the Broken Arm may very well be at the top of his year-end album list, I decided that if he enjoyed it that much, I should at the very least listen to it. Fortunately, I finally got around to hunting it down, and I'm glad that I did, because, aw shit. You've probably read it elsewhere by now, but Marnie Stern absolutely shreds on the guitar. This is her debut release, and other than a couple songs that sort of overextend themselves, sometimes in a good way, sometimes not so much, this 13-song album is one of the more invigorating things I've heard in some time. In fact, I've been listening to it near daily for several weeks, which is saying something considering the fact that so many different releases find their way through my stereo on a weekly basis. In some sort of weird way, you could file it alongside rocking female artists like Slater Kinney and others, but it's really so much different that even that comparison is rather poor. Essentially, you've got Stern on guitar and vocals, adding some occasional synths, while John Reed Thompson contributes bass and some keyboards as well. The real linchpin in the songs is drummer Zach Hill of Hella and Nervous Cop, who adds an absolutely electric and sometimes abstract energy to the album that, along with the amazing guitar playing from Stern, pushes the release into some sort of new territory entirely. From the first few moments, it's pretty clear that things aren't going to be straightforward. As Vibrational Match comes blasting out of the gates with finger-tapping style, over-the-top guitars, and blistering drums and synth pops, while Stern adds some reverse reverb swept vocals and lyrics that veer between relationships and metaphysical convolution.
I am a vibrational match in the water. We line up off the beach. I am before a mirror. I am reaching in, reaching.
So, in addition to the music, which rocks and is also invigorating and dynamic without being inaccessible, the lyrics of Stern are at times bizarre, often oblique, and yet very evocative. Put all your eggs in one basket and then watch that basket is not only one of the best songs on the album musically, with soaring verses that give way to completely frenzied sections, but it also takes a powerful stance lyrically, moving with a defiance that matches the blistering instrumentation. It does get a bit mathy in places, but it's really not a problem. The killer Absorb Those Numbers is a perfect example, with churning guitar and synth passages punctuated by synth horn bursts and over-the-top guitar heroics that zoom all over. This is a debut, and there are a few songs that don't work quite as well. Grapefruit falls into somewhat annoying, repetitive vocal and guitar phrases that don't work quite as well, while the short The Weight of a Rock is easily the most messy thing on the release, as frenetic rhythms butt heads with stuttering filtered vocals and dissonant guitars that never really fall together. That said, the album as a whole bursts forth with so many ideas, including Patterns of a Diamond Ceiling, a song that starts out with a spoken word section and builds into something pummeling, that it just keeps pulling you back. Basically, In Advance of the Broken Arm is a flat-out killer debut and also serves as the announcement of a major new talent to behold.